B-Pod Studios.
Putting you in the middle of the story.
It's gotta be the closest thing to Woodstock.
In the middle of the day.
It's like an acidic trip.
There's always a little bit of heaven in a disaster area.
Zolak and Bertram, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Jules is on a vacation far away. Come around and talk it over. So many things that I want to say. You know I like my girl.
Turn it up, Billy!
I just want to.
Zolak and Bertrand, guys are on vacation already, so you got me, Arkin, you got Tim McCone, Billy Lanny back there behind the glass, along with Kevin Maggiore, taking all your phone calls at 617-779-0985. Spent a lot of time on the Red Sox and the Celtics.
Yep.
There's other sports going on right now, and it pains me to talk about this, because what's going to happen here in this Stanley Cup final, I think, and there's still Game 7 to be played tonight between Tampa Bay and the New York Islanders, but we already know for a fact that the Montreal Canadiens, Les Habitants, are going to the Cup final. And they earned their way there. I didn't think that at first. I thought they played in a weak Canadian division with a bunch of crappy teams. I didn't really care for their first round matchup with, who was it, Winnipeg? Did they play in the first round?
I think so, yeah.
Either way, you know, they were what they were. They were a pretty good team in the regular season with a good goaltender who kind of plays this dump-and-chase style of hockey, and now they're going to the freaking Stanley Cup final. The Montreal Canadiens are going to the Cup final for the first time since, like, the 90s, right?
93.
Long time ago. At any rate, they're probably going to be meeting the Tampa Bay Lightning there, and I'll reserve this take. I'll put it in take jail for just a second. But first, it's Finish Strong Friday, presented by 128 Plumbing, Heating, Cooling, and Electric, celebrating 29 years of finishing every job strong. This week's Finish Strong spotlight is for Chris Martin of Salem, Mass. Chris has received Master Electrical license after over 14 years in the trades. Congrats on finishing every job strong from your team at 128. The Bruins are going to be looking at a Stanley Cup Finals, most likely, of two teams that are normally in their division,
mm-hmm.
right? Montreal Canadiens and the Tampa Bay Lightning are generally in the East Division every year except this year and last year with the bubble and all that. But this is for them, I think, proof positive that they really weren't as close as people thought this year, you know? And it's not just because of the way they lost and how it all went down with Tuukka and everything else. We don't have to relitigate Tuukka Rask and should he have played and should he have not played. I don't really even care about that at this point. What I care about is the fact that they had a rearranged division where the best teams were the Islanders, the Capitals, the Penguins, and you. You finished third in that division, and you got bounced in the second round by the same Islanders who are now pushing the Tampa Bay Lightning to seven games.
Seven games, yeah. Didn't see that coming, by the way. I'll be honest with you.
I didn't see that either. I thought Tampa would mop the floor with them. I really did. I didn't think that the Islanders were good enough or tough enough to really hang with Tampa Bay, but it turns out they are, and here we are. I'd shudder to think of what would have happened if the Bruins had to play Tampa this round. My God. You know, after getting punked by the Islanders, I feel like the Lightning would have made mincemeat out of them. But here you go. Here you go, Bruins fans. These are two teams in your division, your chief rival there in the Tampa Bay Lightning. And I say rival, it's not really a rivalry anymore. You know, like it's like the hammer and the nail rivalry at this point. You know, the Lightning beat you up every single time you play them in the playoffs. And now here come the Montreal Canadiens, who just scored a legitimate win over the Vegas Golden Knights. And I give them credit for that. I don't like the Canadiens. I think the Canadiens are a bunch of jerks, and I hate their fan base. But that was a quality win over a quality team. The Vegas Golden Knights beat the Colorado Avalanche the round before, and I didn't think that was possible. I didn't think anybody was going to beat the Avalanche. I thought the Avalanche were going to win every single playoff game and sweep the Stanley Cup Finals. It seemed like they were on pace to do that. And then the Vegas Golden Knights just beat the crap out of them and, you know, make them say uncle. And now here come the Montreal Canadiens, who does that exact same thing to the Tampa Bay or to the Vegas Golden Knights. And I was bummed out to see that last night. I like the Vegas Golden Knights. I don't understand why people don't like him. Do you know why people don't like Vegas?
I don't.
Why all these people are now rooting for the Montreal Canadiens in that series? Like, what's wrong with Vegas? I like Mark Stone. I like when they, the pregame shows that they have there before the game starts with the
electric
knight coming out and the sword on fire and all that. That's awesome. That's awesome. Why are we rooting against that? Well, at the Bell Center, they come out and they sing the Canadian national anthem. Like, I don't care about that. I don't care about anything they do in Montreal. Inside that building. Other stuff in Montreal is pretty cool, but anything in that building, I don't care about. Do not care. Doesn't matter. By the way, they had to like lock everybody in last night. Did you see that?
Yeah.
It was so wild out there outside the Bell Center. They were like, maybe you all better stay inside. Maybe all you hockey fans who just celebrated this big win, maybe it's a little dangerous for you to go outside. Like, aren't they the people that you should be scared of? Like, they were the ones in the building. Like, right. The people outside should be scared of them, I'd think. But either way, that was a whole thing. And Montreal's going on to the Cup Finals. So I guess Bruins fans, the question is, how does it feel? You know, how does it feel to be looking up at these two teams that are normally in your division as they battle it out now in the Stanley Cup Finals in a year where things were a little bit different? And I know we've kind of had the same argument with the Celtics now. Like, everyone's looking at the Eastern Conference like, wow, Brooklyn's out. All these teams are out. It's Atlanta in the conference final. Don't you feel stupid, Celtics? This was a big opportunity for you. Well, isn't the same thing kind of go for the Bruins here? Like, this was a big opportunity for them, and they got beat by the Islanders. And now two teams from their division are going to be playing in the Cup Final.
Yeah, no, it's frustrating, right? You're very anti Jim Murray on this, right?
Oh yeah, I don't know what got into him. I find that whole thing upsetting.
Yeah,
you know? Like I don't get shocked that easy. Things don't upset me that much in sports. But Jim Murray rooting for the Canadiens, like, legit, that shook me. You know, it did. I'm not kidding. Like, that, I saw that and I was like, he's kidding. He's bleeping around. But he's really into it. And I know he's going to walk up those stairs. He's going to have red, white, and blue all decked out from head to toe. And I'm going to have to watch him walk in. I'm going to have to avoid eye contact. It's going to be a whole weird thing.
What teams have you actually, like, really hated as a fan?
I hated the Nets.
Yeah.
In the early 2000s, which is why I didn't want Jason
Kidd. Those Jason Kidd Nets?
I did not want...
Richard Jefferson, Kenyon Martin, those
yes.
guys? Yeah.
Keith Van Horn.
Yep.
Lucius Harris and that stupid mask he used to wear.
Brian Scalabrine.
Scalabrine, please. The worst. I'm just kidding. But, you know, like that, those teams, I get triggered just when I see the Nets, you know, with those old, not the old Kenny Anderson, Drazen Petrovic jerseys, but the 2000 ones had in the Kenya Martin years. Like, I see that and I get triggered. I hate them. I hate the Montreal Canadiens. For a while, I hated the Penguins, but I don't really anymore.
Early 2000 Yankees are probably the top of my list.
Yeah.
I hated everyone on that team.
Obviously,
like Paul O'Neill, those guys.
Ferocious.
Yeah.
You
no
know,
thanks.
Bernie Williams.
Posada.
And, please. Yeah, they were terrible. The Jets,
the Rex Ryan Jets, especially.
Mm-hmm. The Rex Ryan Jets, like the Al
like
Groh
Peak
Jets
Revis
back in the day. There's plenty of examples of teams that I hated. Yankees are probably number one. Number two, though, is the Canadians. Like, they are a number two with a bullet, and I just sort of think, man, they're going to the Cup Final. They're going to be I don't think they're going to win, but I didn't think they'd beat Vegas either. The Montreal Canadiens come away with the title, and they hoist Lord Stanley's Cup. That's going to be traumatic for me. That is. I'm not like that for sports. Like, there's not a lot of things left in sports that really can make me feel that way. But like the 2000s, those Nets teams beating Paul and Antoine in the playoffs, like that was traumatic. That's why I don't want Jason Kidd to be the coach, and that he's an a-hole. But like,
yeah.
You know, that's a main reason why I still get triggered when I think of that. Montreal, ugh, oh, the Canadiens, really. This team had just fired their coach. By the way, what do you think Claude Julien thinks about all this? Yikes.
Tough.
Yeah, it's tough for him. Not a great situation there. But, I mean, the Bell Center was rocking last night. That place was crazy. And while I like Montreal, I enjoy the city. I've been there a couple of times, mostly for bachelor parties and things of that nature. It's a great city for that. As far as the hockey team's concerned, what do we like about this team? Do you like anything about this team? Like, forget that they're the Montreal Canadiens. What do you like about the roster or the team or the way that they play?
No, I'm with you. There's nothing really in particular that stands out. Yeah. Jim Murray doing a great job trolling, though. No question about it.
I don't think he's trolling.
Got you fired up.
I don't think he's trolling. For some reason, I feel like that...
It's genuine.
He's a pretty sincere guy, right? Like, he's... Even if you don't like what he has to say, like, I feel like he believes what he's saying.
Oh, no, I'm not arguing that. Yeah, but he's doing a good job of getting under your skin.
Jones, once in a while, I feel like he does.
No.
Jones doesn't.
What?
Jones, he's just saying that. But Murray, I feel like he generally says what he means. And the fact that he means that, ugh. Ugh. Gross. The Montreal Canadiens? I know Felger already gave him the what for about this, but the fan base that called the police on Zdeno Chara?
Yeah, that wasn't that long ago.
You're rooting for them? You're rooting for them? That's upsetting. I honestly find that upsetting. And he's just Jim Murray, you know, but Murray's an influential guy.
Yeah.
Jim Murray will go on YouTube and say, like, go to this restaurant and this restaurant. And all
it blows up.
Yeah. He's got like 80,000 followers. They're all like, sure, Jim, yeah, we'll go to that restaurant. See you at the Kowloon, Jim. Yeah, what kind of ketchup should I eat, Jim? Like, what's the best kind of mustard to put on a hot dog, Jim? Like, people turn to Jim for these sorts of things. You know, Jim has a big, wide-ranging influence, and I feel like he's using it for evil now.
You think there's going to be a huge Canadians contingency in Boston now because of Jim?
Yeah. Yeah.
Second home?
Yeah. Just the, you know, the Murrayites, you know? The Murrayites out there who just, you know, they turn to him for everything. They need to know what to put on their food. They need to know what restaurants to go to, what kind of edibles are the best, like, you know, whatever it may be. He turned to Jim Murray for those things. Now I feel like they're going to be like, well, Jim's wearing Montreal gear. Maybe I should wear Montreal gear. And I'm going to be out walking around the North End one day. I'm going to see a bunch of people in Montreal Canadiens gear. And I don't want that. That is not the Boston I envisioned ever. Montreal Canadiens gear walking around the city. Are you kidding me? You get shot for that back in the 80s. I don't like it. I don't like it. And I also don't like that there's two teams from the division who are going to probably play in the Cup Final tonight. You think Islanders have a chance here this evening or no?
I don't. I don't, right?
They're tough.
Tampa's just so talented, though.
They are, but these Islanders do not die.
No.
They really don't. Bruins could take a little slice of that, by the way. You know, not going down without a fight. And, I mean, we all saw how that series ended with them. That series went out with a whimper. The Bruins were brushed aside very neatly to cap off that series. So, I don't know. I mean, I just sort of feel like if you're a Bruins fan, you know that there's work to do here. You know that there may be some big changes, large-scale changes for a team that underachieved again. And it's not just the goalie. I mean, you may see bigger changes from David Krejci. Taylor Hall might not come back. You might see some big differences on this roster next year. And I sort of feel like looking at the way these other teams are going, that's probably the right move. Like, we talk about that a lot with the Celtics. It's time to start having that conversation in earnest with the Boston Bruins. What kind of major changes need to be made to bring this team back to competitiveness, bring them back to competing for a Stanley Cup? I know they did it a couple of years ago. But the only reason they were able to go to that Cup Final a couple years ago is because the Capitals got knocked out.
It just opened wide up.
And the Lightning got knocked out. And if neither of those things had happened, they probably wouldn't have made it out of the first or second round. And that's just being real with you guys. The Bruins are far away. They're far away from even the Montreal Canadiens, and that's what stings the most. Not Jim Murray in his sweater he's going to be wearing today, but the fact that you're far away now from Montreal, who's going to be in your division again next year when they realign everything back to how it was. That sucks. 617-779-0985 is the phone number. We'll get to your phone calls right after this.
Zone and Beetle, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
So,
not a dummy.
Beetle. Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Dan Holt cutting to the net. Here's a chance. Look at it.
/12:22 here on the Sports Hub. That's how it ended last night. Montreal, Les Habitants, going to the Cup Final. I was struggling to think of one thing, anything I liked about this team. It's hard to, because it's Montreal. I like Tyler Toffoli, and I'll tell you why. Tyler Toffoli was in the Kings system, and he played for the Manchester Monarchs. And I was working in New Hampshire at the time, and I got to catch a couple of their games. And I really, it was him and like Tanner Pearson and Lyndon Vay and a bunch of other guys who ended up, you know, playing in the NHL, obviously. It's AHL, so sometimes guys don't get the call. But a lot of these guys, they had a really stacked farm system in L.A. back, you know, 6-7 years ago. And Toffoli was one of the guys. And I always felt so bad for them because, you know, there are these guys who are trying to play in L.A., in Los Angeles, where it's not like hockey rules Los Angeles or anything. But if you're a famous young guy in L.A., that's pretty cool. And then they have to go to Manchester like the rest of the year. Well, so, like, they'll get on a two-way contract, and, like, Tyler Toffoli and Lyndon Vay and all these guys, they're going to L.A., and they're out there playing hockey in L.A., you know, and out in the street. And then it's like, all right, back to Manchester with you. Like, sorry, buddy, you gotta go back. No offense to Manchester. Manchester's great. I've had a lot of great nights in Manchester, but it's not quite Los Angeles. Especially for like a 21-year-old hockey player, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, it was different. The same deal in Worcester, right? The San Jose Sharks. Exactly. You're either out in San Jose or my hometown of Worcester. Yeah, a little different. A little bit different.
So I like Tyler Toffoli. DJ Bean, who's also on this ridiculous Montreal Canadiens train thing. So what about Cole Caulfield? Everybody likes Cole Caulfield. I actually kind of like his game a little bit. He's a good player. What's he got, like 4 goals in the playoffs? Like, not bad. Toffoli, Suzuki's been good this year. The kid who scored the goal last night there, it was, what the hell was his name? Oh, Lehkonen. I wanted to say Kotkaniemi, but it wasn't him. It was Lehkonen who had that goal. Arturi Lehkonen with a couple of assists there from Denault and from Brendan Gallagher, and that's all she wrote. And it's just, even if there's a player or two that I don't hate, I can't even envision putting on like a Canadian's hat or a sweater.
Just couldn't do it.
Or cheering for them or even joking that I was rooting for them. And I know that's like teenage crap, like I hate the Yankees. Yankees suck. Blah, 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 blah. And that's how we were back when we were younger, and some people don't really grow out of it. And I thought for the most part I'd grown out of it. But I learned this week. No, I have not grown out of it. I really haven't. When it comes to the Canadians, I have not grown out of it. I've grown out of the Yankees, with the Celtics and the Nets, like that's not so big a deal anymore. Even the Celtics Lakers, like I don't really care that much about that. Even growing up in the 80s, like we hated the Lakers, but you liked Magic Johnson. Like, man, they were just so good that, you know, it was a different type of thing there. With the Canadians, it's not even that they're good. They're good this year, but everything about them annoys me. Everything about the Montreal Canadiens just grinds at me. It like eats at me. And when they're bad, you forget about it. And they've been bad for a couple of years, so you sort of forget how much like they suck and how much they piss you off. But now that they're going to the Cup final, it's like it all comes rushing back. And it's not even so much that they're going to the final, it's that they're going to the final and people in this building are rooting for them. People are appearing on this TV station. You know, you got DJ Bean and Jim Murray, all these people. Suddenly they're Montreal Canadiens fans, and I don't know what to think.
You remember that SportsCenter commercial where Ortiz is wearing the Yankees hat and Wally comes around the corner and just drops all the papers
all his
and
stuff? Yeah.
That's how I picture you when you see Jim Murray in a couple hours here.
Pretty much.
Same similar situation.
Basically the same thing. Very, very similar. 617-779-0985 is the phone number. Let's go to Natick and talk to Yvonne. Hello, Yvonne.
Hi.
I'm a first
time caller.
Mm-hmm.
I listen to 98.5 on my car all the time, the only station I listen to, and I object to the fact that you hate me.
I don't hate you, Yvonne. I don't even know you.
You hate me because I'm a Montreal fan.
Oh, okay. You're right. I do hate you.
You hate all Montreal fans.
Yvonne, are you from Canada?
Yes, I am.
See, my last name is Arcand. I'm French-Canadian as well, so it's not that I hate all people from Montreal. I just don't like people who like the Canadians.
Yeah, but now, see, you just use the word that you should be using, not like, instead of the word hate. Now, the word hate, we're trying to eliminate people from using. It's easier to say I don't like them or I dislike them. But not to say you hate them.
You know, I thought that, Yvonne. I thought maybe I just didn't like them because they weren't really in the picture for a couple of years there, had a couple of down years. Now that they're good again, I hate them. I can't help that about myself. I hate them now. I'm sorry.
Okay, well,
I have to work on myself, Yvonne.
I'll keep listening.
Yvonne, listen, you sound like a lovely woman. I don't hate you. Because you know why? Yvonne's been a Canadiens fan the whole time. I don't know if she called the police after Char hit Pacioretty or not. I hope not, because that was embarrassing. But she's been a Canadiens fan this whole time. It's this whole thing. Like, what are we doing here? Like, Yvonne, if the Bruins were in the Cup Final and your fellow Canadians fans were like, I'm going to be a Bruins fan now, wouldn't you have a problem with that? I would. And it's not because, oh, you got to only like your one team. It's like, no, you can like other teams, but there's some teams you just can't like. Montreal Canadiens is one of them. Maybe the only one left. You can't like them. You can't even joke about that, really. I mean, it's just that's how it's always been for me.
Yvonne with those Canadian manners, though. Tell you what.
She was very polite.
Yeah. Hate's a strong word.
Yeah, trying to get hate out of the vocabulary. It's kind of funny she listens to this station day and night and doesn't like people hating stuff. Have you ever heard The Night Show?
Probably doesn't tune into Jones, no.
The Night Show is just 5 hours of hate every single night. With no real breaks either. Like we do like the Game of Jones and the Dong Report and stuff like that. We break it up a little bit, but besides that, it's just nonstop hate. Just hatred of everything. Hatred of people and hatred of teams and sports and athletes and Marcus Smart and whoever else. Like it's nonstop hate. So if you're a fan of this station, I don't know how you can square those two things. But anyway, Yvonne, listen, it's not you, it's me. Kirk is on the Cape. Hey Kirk.
Hey, Christian.
Yes.
The Canadians are decent, but the one and only reason they're going to the Cup is Carey Price.
Mm-hmm.
They may not win the Stanley Cup, but he deserves to win the MVP of the playoffs because he stood on his head night in and night out.
Carey Price has been fantastic, Kirk, and that's good. I'm glad you pointed that out. I haven't really mentioned him. I mentioned some of the forwards I like and everything like that, but Carey Price has been magnificent for them. Really, I mean, this whole series, he started off with Toronto, I think it was Winnipeg in the second round, and he's just been sublime. He's been so good. And I think that there's something to be said for the idea that a goaltender like that, and Carey Price obviously has had his ups and downs in his time in Montreal, but he's always been considered a top-tier goalie. In a lot of ways, similar with Tuukka Rask, right? Never won anything, was always considered like a top-flight goalie. He didn't have the end of the year episodes kind of, that Tuukka had maybe. Right. So I guess that's a little bit different, is mostly injuries with him, but similar pedigrees, right? Considered by everybody to be very, very good, considered by his team and his city to be like one of the best of all time, could never really win anything and never really, you know, put the team on his back and took him all the way. He's doing that this year. And if he does that this year, it's just going to further cement the fact that Tuukka Rask could
never do it.
He could never do it. It just wasn't part of his makeup. He never was able to do it. Now, maybe that's not necessarily fair. There were other factors that led to them losing this year, but one of them was certainly the goaltending. And I know Tuukka was playing with an injury, but I mean, let's be real here. It's not like this is the first time this has happened. It's not like it's the first time Tuukka's let you down. And maybe he shouldn't have even been out there in the first place. I wouldn't have played him. I would have gone with Swayman. But he went out there and he played. He couldn't do it. And the season's over again. So whether or not it followed the exact same script, the ending was the same. And maybe it'll be the same for Montreal. Maybe they'll lose in the Cup Final. If it's Tampa, they probably will. But you got to say, Carey Price has really, really taken them to where they are. He's elevated them in many, many ways, and in ways that you just don't see Tuukka do all that often. Once in a while, but not all that often. 617-779-0985 is the phone number. We'll get to more of your phone calls right after the headline.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Talk sports in Boston. You talk to these guys.
Just going to say something quick. If you want to get everything, just go see Big Al and Reveal.
Zorak and Bertrand on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
.985 the Sports Hub. Arcan and McCone in for Zolak and Beetle today. Got a lot of calls lined up here about the Montreal Canadiens. Interesting how that works. Spent a lot of time on the Celtics, a lot of time on the Red Sox. Nah. Bring up Montreal, boy. Phone lines start lighting up. We'll get to those calls in just a moment. In the meantime, there was a couple of tweets that I wanted to read. Number one, Mike on Twitter says, oh my God, what are we doing here, Canadians fans? We're not allowed to hate things now. GTFO, bye, Felicia. Arcan, stick to your guns. I'm sticking to my guns. I felt a little bad because that Yvonne lady seemed nice.
She seemed nice.
Seemed like a nice lady.
You don't probably like the Canadians.
I just don't like the Canadians. I'm not going to ever like them. Never. Even if I have like a kid and that kid grows up, is really good at hockey, plays for the Canadians, I'm still going to say screw the Canadians. And you know what? Arcan.
Would you pull an Archie Manning, not let him play?
No, I'd let him play. He can play. I'm just not going to root for him. Sorry, son.
I'll just put him up for adoption.
The way it works.
That, yeah.
No. He can still be my kid. I still want the money. That's all fine. I'm just not going to root for him. I'm going to be booing my own son. That sounds like something Jones would do. You know?
Oh, 100%.
Jones would just do it just to do it.
I was going to say, it doesn't matter who his kid played for, though. Yeah.
That's right. Tim on Twitter says, Arcan, the Canadiens are responsible for the offsides toenail challenge. They strong-armed the league to institute it after they lost the game one. Second round double OT game to Tampa Bay on a goal that should have been called offside on a zone entry. That was back in 2015. Yeah, that's true. Do I consider that some major, major problem? Like a big thing that's ruined the game or anything? Not really. I actually think sometimes that works. I mean, it's annoying when they go and challenge it every single time there's a zone entry, but all in all, I don't have a huge problem with that, with the whole, you know, toenail thing. I think that's getting it right. You know, it's part of getting it right. I understand that. It doesn't slow up the game too much. It's not too big of a deal. There's lots of things to hate the Canadians about. That's not one of them. Let's go to the phone. See why you people out there hate the Canadians. I mean, it should be obvious. Rich is in Lynn. Go ahead, Rich.
How you guys doing? That lady just called up about hate about sports. Hate is probably the most funnest word in professional sports as a fan. You hate Montreal if you're from Boston. If you don't hate Montreal Canadiens and you're from Boston, there's something wrong with you. You weren't raised the right way. And guess what? There's plenty of things in Boston that we hate. Wilson with the Capitals, you hate his guts. You hate LeBron James. You hate Kyrie Irving. Hate is a beautiful word that is used on a daily basis to describe sports if you are a passionate fan. And that is how it is. Thanks,
yeah.
Guys.
Rich, thanks for the call. I think
you nailed it.
Summed that up very well. You know? Is it emotionally mature to hate things and hate players and hate athletes and hate teams? Probably not. I acknowledge that. I never claimed to be mature or any of those things. But, you know, it's sports. That's part of sports. Like, I hate Roger Clemens. I hate Ulf Samuelson. Hated Matt Cook. Hated Tom Wilson. Hate Kyrie Irving. Lots of players that I hate. Lots of athletes. Lots of teams that I hate. It's part of the whole thing. Part of what makes it fun. If everybody liked each other, and it's like, well, I don't like the Canadiens, but congratulations.
But I'm happy for them.
Gross. Gross. Jake is in Andover. Go ahead, Jake.
Hey, Christian. Glad to see you out of the dungeon from the night zone.
Thank you.
But so my thing is two things. So, two real quick things. One, obviously the bias in the Canadians, that's just Boston itself. I still think the Canucks deserve more hate because of, you know, the two girls no cup with the Sedin brothers. And obviously, you know, the finger biting and Kevin Bieksa knocking out Horton. But my thing is with Tuca, and I want you and Jones to start this initiative. Any hosts on this network that say, bring Tuca back next year, automatic month ban, can't talk on the radio.
Okay.
Because, like you said, Carey Price, who's probably not going to crap his pants with an inferior team, if you stick Carey Price in against the Blues 2 years ago, I'm pretty sure the Bruins have a cup at home, and that's kind of what my point is.
Yeah, you know, Jake, that's he might be onto something there. I'd have to go back and look what kind of year Carey Price had, or if he was even healthy enough to play that year. I don't remember, but you know, that wasn't all Tuca in St. Louis. It was certainly in Game 7 he had a bad game, but he had some good games in that series, and he had a good playoff run against inferior teams that he shouldn't have been playing, but that ended up beating the actual good teams that probably would have knocked him out in the first or second round. Is that all Tuca? No, I don't think so. Tuca's a good goalie. I think we all agree with that. But you have a nice chance for a clean break right now. You know, his contract's up. You don't have to re-sign him. You have a good young goalie waiting in the wings. You even have a not as young goalie, even Vladar, who's there too. You could get a veteran, bring him in here, and and have them be the guy for Swayman, or you just start Swayman and you have the guy be the backup. I don't know. Whatever it is you decide to do, I think you're in pretty good shape. Much better shape than you'd be if you lose David Krejci or something like right. that. You don't have another young centerman who can come up and fill the role that David Krejci's filled all these years. You don't even have another Taylor Hall waiting in the wings. You don't have anything waiting in the wings except for Jeremy Swayman. That's literally all you have. That's the only thing the Bruins have waiting in the wings in terms of young players ready to come up and contribute. Nobody else is any good, or if they're, you know, even exist. Like, there's nothing. So, yeah, I'd say, as far as saving money and trying to, you know, manipulate the cap a little bit and bring in some more players, you might have to say goodbye to some guys you don't want to. But with Tuukka, you kind of have to. I mean, it's just like, I'm sure you crunch the numbers and it's really the only way to make it work. And I don't know. I mean, yeah, you're going to miss Tuukka. If the next guy stinks, if Swayman really sucks, then yeah, you might miss Tuukka. But Tuukka never won you anything either. And then you'd go on to the next one. It's like the whole Claude Julien thing. You remember when Claude Julien, when they were about to fire him, and everyone's like, well, you can't fire Claude Julien. Who will be the coach? You actually have a guy that you know can be the goalie. Like, you know that you have him. He's right there. Move on from Tuukka. Save that money. Spend it somewhere else. Let's go to Tony in Connecticut. Hello, Tony.
Hey, guys. Thanks a lot.
You got it.
Yeah, I'm 78. I live in Connecticut all my life, and I hate the Boston Bruins. I'm going to tell you why.
Go ahead.
I do. I don't like the Boston Bruins because they're look how many championships the Canadiens won. All right, now you guys are so jealous of the Canadiens, and I know they haven't won in a long, long time. I know they haven't won, but now they won. Now, why are they winning? Because they're great goaltending. Now, don't tell me, don't compare the Bruins with the Canadiens. They won so many cups, guys. Now, I'm just like you guys. I can get down in the trenches. I'm 7'8". I've seen it all. I love sports. I love you guys' shows. You know, you man up. You agree, disagree. But don't tell me that you hate the Canadiens that much. And I'm from Connecticut.
Yeah, shouldn't you be a Whalers fan? What are you doing standing for the Canadians?
I was with Gordie Howe and everybody else, and he was a great, great player. Gordie Howe was one of the best guys, and you know that. Oh, yeah, I like them, too. But the Canadians over the years, I've watched them for years and years, and I love them. I watch the Bruins to lose. I watch the Bruins to lose, guys,
mm-hmm.
and due respect.
All so, right, fair
it
enough.
It is like a one-way street here, okay?
Hey,
it's not a one-way street.
Tony, you know what? That warms my heart that you said that. You hate the Bruins. You're supposed to hate the Bruins. You're a Montreal fan.
It is a rivalry, yeah.
Even if you're not a Montreal fan, if he was a Whalers fan, Whalers fans hated the Bruins. Bruins and the Whalers hated each other. You know, it's funny, the first hockey game I ever went to in my life was a Whalers game. And it was at the Civic Center.
Yeah.
I was in Connecticut. Mall. That's where my grandparents lived. And I had cousins from New Jersey. And we were from Boston, so we meet halfway in Connecticut. And the first, I was like 6 or 7 years old. And the first game I ever went to was at the Civic Center. And I thought it was cool that they played in the mall.
Yeah.
And I was like, so what mall do the Bruins play in? And they're like, the Bruins don't play in the mall. I was like, wait, what do you mean? Hockey teams don't all play in malls? They're like, no, this is just special here in Hartford. You know, it's just a special thing we got here. You don't really get that anywhere else. But I like that old play. I like going to Whalers games. It was fun. And now the Whalers, like, Whalers gear is like the hipster gear,
retro,
like hockey hipster gear. Like, I have a Ron Francis jersey that, because the Whalers hold like a special thing to me. I got a couple Bruin shirts and jerseys too. But I have a Ron Francis jersey, and I wore it to a game, and I saw all these other people wearing Whalers stuff, and I'm like, oh, I'm a basic bitch now. I'm a basic Whalers bitch now. This sucks. Like, that was an unfortunate thing to realize. You know, I thought I was going to be like the cool hip guy with the Whalers
basic.
Stuff. Basic.
Yeah. Pink hat.
About as basic as it gets. 617-779-0985. More of your Montreal calls right after this.
Scott Zolak, Mark Bertrand, Zoe, and the Beatle. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Bertrand. Sports talk in the middle of the day.
You know what's hilarious about it, Scott? I could act like I know what I'm talking about.
That's what we do every day.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Well, 52 here on the Sports Hub. getting some traction with this whole Montreal hate situation. I think it was really Yvonne and Natick who just trying to unite us all as
hockey exactly.
fans.
Bring everyone together.
And as you
we're all winners.
Can clearly see that's not working. There's no one's interested in that. Let's go to Ron in Worcester. He has some thought on the Montreal Canadiens. Hi, Ron.
How you doing? Great to hear that comment from Yvonne and Natick. However, you know, she typifies the Montreal Canadian fan, particularly after she lectured you on the use of the word hate. So, because they're so politically correct up there in Canada, that was nice to hear. The guy who's 70 years old in Hartford, I'm 76, and I've been watching the Bruins before Bobby Orr. And to be honest with you, nobody realizes Montreal was getting the first French-speaking draft pick every
right.
year for years upon years upon years. So, you know something? If you gave me Guy Lafleur every year and you gave me Henri Richard and if you gave me all of those guys, yeah, I'd probably be winning a lot of cups too.
Yeah.
And then I'll be brief. When it comes to Tuukka Rask, if you can name me one huge save that he's ever made, one spectacular Tim Thomas-type save, okay, to save a game for us in a big game, then I say keep him. If not, dump him. It's time for him to go.
All right, Ron, I'll do both of those things that you just said there. I'll tell you that in 2013 against the Pittsburgh Penguins in the conference finals, he was magnificent. And, I mean, can I give you one specific save? Just watch that. Go back and watch that series. He made dozens of them. He was awesome. He was awesome in that series. And then he got spanked and slapped around by Kane and Taves in the next round. But he was awesome in that series. He was really, really good. That's probably the best he's ever been. I'd say that's the best playoff series he's ever played was against Pittsburgh. He looked like Tim Thomas. He looked as good as, even better than Tim Thomas in that series, I thought. Just fantastic. Some of the best goaltending I've ever seen in my life. But it was the conference finals. It was not the Stanley Cup finals. And they ended up getting tossed around there by the Blackhawks. And that's just the way it goes sometimes. But if you want to ask me, is there what is if you can think of one time he was really, really great, then you can keep him. There's a time he was really, really great, but I don't want to keep him.
Yeah.
Okay? I remember the times when he was great. He's been great a lot.
He was great in that postseason run in 2019 leading up to really game seven of that game against the Blues.
Yeah. He had some great games in that St. Louis series. And the other caller who called in was like, well, if you had Carey Price, you know, he was a good goaltender, but what'd they lose, 4-1 in game seven?
Yeah.
Carey Price, unless you win 1-0, I mean, that's pretty much it, right? I don't know if he was going to get you a 1-0 win there. Not the way that the Blues were pushing around the Bruins and the way that, you know, Pasternak and Marchand and Krejci and all those guys were Bergeron were all getting just completely neutralized by that team. Didn't seem like it was in the cards that year, and I don't think it would have mattered if Carey Price was the goalie. Maybe it would have, but I don't think so. Let's go to Paul in Worcester. Paul, go ahead. Oh, sorry, I'm frozen. Paul, go ahead.
Hey, guys, thanks for taking my call. I just thought it was awesome to see Max Pacioretty last night have to shake all his old teammates' hands and congratulate them to go on to the Cup after they got rid of him.
Yeah, that was nice, I guess. I mean, it was still Montreal going to the finals, so I don't know. If you really hate Max Pacioretty more than you hate the Canadiens, then I guess that's good for you, but I would have rather Pacioretty and the Vegas Golden Knights go on to the next round than the Canadiens. Like, I'll take that any day of the week. By the way, great handshakes last night.
Yeah.
Ooh, oh. Somewhere Doc Emmerich was...
I was going to say, did you guys play the song?
Of course we played the song.
Good.
Doc Emmerich's eyes rolled back in his head when he saw those handshakes. Montreal. Oh, my goodness. Oh, the Canadiens are coming out for some handshakes. This is the most beautiful thing in the history of organized sports. The handshakes. I love this game. Put it there, partner. Yeah, that's basically, we interrupted the Dong Report last night to bring you the handshakes.
How did Conley feel about that?
He was fine. It was his idea.
All right. Conley hasn't talked to me for the last 48 hours after I torpedoed the Dong Report. I think it was on Monday or Tuesday.
Yes, you've very much upset him. The Montreal Canadiens, by the way, have 23 Stanley Cups. Is that right? 13 of them when it was the original six, and as the caller just mentioned, they got the first pick of every Canadian player, like every player from Quebec, so obviously that's the only place hockey was being played for like 30 years back in the 30s to the 60s. It was pretty much just there and nowhere else. You know, we got a little pond hockey going on here in the States, but that was basically it. So yeah, they were much better than every other team. And then after the expansion, which I think was in like 68, they won like 10 more, and since then they haven't won squat. once everything evened out and they stopped getting all the best French players and they stopped, you know, being only six teams in the league, the Canadiens are just like every other schlub team. And they suck, and they've sucked for years. And they haven't won anything since 1993. And before that, what was it, 86? Like, you know, you want to keep thumping your chest out there about the Canadiens, that's fine. But you kind of sound like Celtics fans trumpeting how they won all those championships back in the 60s. You know, it's like, great, yeah. What's Felger always say? It was against the guy named Dolph who had a belt. Belt on his shorts, knee pads. They were popping the ball up out of the peach baskets. Like, yeah, that's great. I guess you won, but come on. What have you done for me lately? Canadiens, same thing. You want to keep doing that? Fine. But I'm just going to think of you like I think of Yankees fans and how I think of, you know, Celtics fans to a lesser extent when it comes to that sort of thing. Celtics have won more recently, too, which is why that's annoying. Like, the Canadiens haven't won in 35 years, 38 year, whatever it's been. They haven't won in a very long time. And they are the set the standard for the NHL, and I understand they were the best team for years and years and years. But those years don't count. They don't count to me. Not when you get the best players every year and there's only six teams. Like, that doesn't matter to me. That shouldn't matter to you either. But Montreal, they got to hold on to what they can. And when the team's not good, they hold themselves up as the gatekeepers of all that is right and just in the NHL and all that is right and just in the sport of hockey. And then when the Canadiens are good, they start acting like they've been good the whole time. In the last 5 years, they've made the playoffs twice and got bounced in the first round both times. Last time they were in the conference finals was 2014, so it wasn't that long ago, a Terrian team there. But, I mean, really, like, they haven't gotten close. They really haven't gotten close. That's the only conference finals other than 2010 that they've made since 1993. Like, that's a long drought there. It's a long drought for your Montreal Canadiens. And I just hope it continues.
I was going to say, spoken like a guy that really hates the Montreal Canadiens.
I certainly hope that continues at least one more year. Because this is, I don't know, like, this is kind of a fluky year, right?
Doesn't count.
The Canadiens were 24-21-11. Like, they weren't even that good. They had 59 points. Like, they kind of suck this year. And they end up going to the cup final. I just, that's upsetting enough. Add into the fact we got all these people now, bandwagon Canadian fan. That makes it even worse. Makes it worse for me. 617-779-0985 is the phone number. Thus concludes our anti-Montreal diatribe. It may resurface later on in the program, but we got headlines here from Tim McCone, and when we return, we'll get back to the Red Sox, who had an awful night last night. We'll discuss them with your phone calls right after these headlines. 90 seconds, no commercials.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.